This is Coastal Connection, a spotlight on the community. And today we have Eliza Dopiera here. She is an instructor of music at Florida Tech. Eliza, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, instructor of music, who do you instruct?
Well, I lead the choir, our concert choir, our string ensemble. I teach the new musical theater class, and I teach private voice lessons here on campus.
Wow. So we have an event coming up that you're going to showcase some of your students?
Yes, we have several concerts coming up, but the first is our choir concert. It's Moonlit Melodies Singing Under the Stars, and it's going to be this coming Friday night on November 22nd at 7 p.m. on the lawn in front of Gleason Auditorium.
Okay, well, that sounds very nice. And it is free and open to the public.
Yes, that's true. We actually moved it out to the lawn because the last 2 years we've had it in the botanical gardens, but we've had so many people there that there weren't enough seats and it was rather crowded. So I was looking for a larger space and something nice and open for us.
Okay, that sounds great. So you said you have a couple performances. That's the first one?
Yes, that's the first one, Friday, November 22nd. The next evening, on the 23rd, we have the Jazz Panther Jazz Big Band. Unstandard is the title of their concert. So they're doing some jazz favorites that they've tweaked a little bit in a new way. And then after Thanksgiving, we have a couple more. But I would direct you to our website just so I the details are clear.
Okay. And it's just fit.edu. It should be listed on the calendar, which comes up when you...
That's true. Or you could do /music after your edu.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your background. I know you have kind of an interesting background.
Well, I did grow up here in Melbourne, went to Mel High, and then went on to Florida State University for my bachelor's in vocal performance. And then I received a master's degree and a performance diploma in opera from Peabody Conservatory, and did some singing around the U.S., and then settled down here for this awesome position at FIT.
So what kind of students? Are they mostly students that are already enrolled in a degree program here?
Or? Yes, this is a class that they take for credit. These students, as some of them now, this is our first semester where we have a music minor. So we have 9 students seeking out a music minor at this point, which is great since this is just the first semester for that. They're all students of FIT, and they're doing this as kind of a final exam, the concert.
That's great. So when you do the private lessons, is that just students also, or do you take people from the community?
Well, I do teach people from the community, but through FIT, it's only students. That's also for credit. So the music minor students, depending on which instrument they're playing or singing, they have to take 6 semesters of private lessons in order to receive that minor.
Wow. Well, that's great. So once again, this is a performance coming up on Friday,
November 22nd at 7 p.m. in front of Gleason Auditorium. On the green, we will have chairs there, but if you want to bring a blanket or your own comfy chair, that's fine too. And we should have some nice lighting effects and lots of really beautiful songs about night and stars and light and things like that.
Okay, so this is free and open to the public, and it begins at
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And it's our concert choir.
All right. Well, Eliza, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll have you back to tell us about the concerts after Thanksgiving.
That sounds great. Thank you.